Okay, so I want to dedicate this podcast to the ripoff that is T-Mobile, how they take advantage of customers, how they falsely mislead people into signing up for something that they have no plans on delivering. It all starts with the false advertising that they do on television. They tell you a price, you sign up, but when you get your bill, it's not that price, it's higher. And you call in and you're upset and they tell you, no, it's a proration. They'll give you some spiel about something you can't understand. So you wait to the next month. The bill's still not right. And the next month and the next month. And next thing you know, you're paying them way more than what you agreed to pay. They're already in breach right there just by not keeping their promise. And now they're, oh, no taxes, no fees. There's always fees. There's always taxes. There's always something hidden in there. I believe these are deceptive business practices and they're really, really hurting people out there. But let me explain a little bit of their hidden fees. Some of those are taxes. And I was really, really upset when I found out that actually some of these taxes are not real taxes. They make them up. That's right. They make them up. Look at your own bill. You will find taxes in there that are not government taxes, and they put them right next to the real government taxes, so you have no idea of which ones are real and which ones are not. For example, in T-Mobile, you'll get something called a regulatory fee. No such thing. And you know, they try to make it seem like it's the 911 surcharge tax. That's something different. Regulatory fee, there's not a government regulatory fee like that. Each government fee is very specific and it'll be in the section of government taxes and fees. But on the T-Mobile bill, if you ever even are able to read it, because they make it so complicated so you can't get to these parts, they'll have a section that says T-Mobile fees and charges separate from the government fees and taxes. So when you read the T-Mobile fees and charges, they have another thing called regulatory program and telco recovery fee. Fake. That's not real. You didn't agree to pay for that. And if you click on it and it'll give you more information, basically you're refunding them for them paying to operate their business. As a telecommunications company, they have their own fees. So you're refunding those fees to them that they had to pay in order for them to make money. It's ridiculous. It's incredibly deceptive also the way that they do this. They also have another thing called Federal Universal Service Fund. That is not to be confused with the Universal Lifeline Telephone Service surcharge. This is another fee there that they added to make it sound like a government fee that is not a real fee in order to charge you. And there'll be small amounts. I mean, the regulatory one is probably about $3. And then you have, you know, one penny here, 10 cents there, 15 cents there. But at the end of the year, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars because they are doing this every month to thousands and thousands of customers for years. So obviously their stock will go up because they're seeing a profit because they are overcharging customers. And you know who's hurting from this? People that don't speak the language. People that are senior citizens that they don't understand what's going on. Young people that maybe are not reading through their bill. I mean, it's just ridiculous that there's nothing we can do about this, because thanks to the Supreme Court, they made it where you cannot sue T-Mobile as a class action lawsuit. They did this for all telecommunications companies. You cannot sue them as a group. You got to go individually. Obviously, you're not going to be able to take on these multi-million dollar corporations on your own. So, the industry is just a mess. But I just really, really want them to stop hurting people the way they are. And look at your own bill and you will find things there that don't belong there. And there's nothing you can do because they will disconnect your phone and then charge you more fees. This will continue until we, the people, get fed up. We need to do something about this. And a movement starts with some movement. So something needs to happen, but these deceptive business practices need to stop. I've got more information. I'm going to be bringing it out. Make sure you follow me and stay tuned, especially if you're a victim of T-Mobile.